You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and for the Sunday edition of the podcast, I'm delighted to be joined here in the studio by William Hill Racing Radio pundit, that is John O'Connell. John, great to see you. We've got to go through it in more detail very, very shortly, but what a cracking day's racing it has been on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, pretty fast grounds and fast times at Newmarket in the end, and some good two-year-old performances. A couple of races, Siskin playing up in the stalls, having to be withdrawn, bit of a disappointment, but still been some good performances.
We are going to have a look back now at the first four on the card at HQ this afternoon, starting first with the Cambridgeshire, and it went in the way of Lord North at 9-2 for John Gosden and Frankie De Toy. Of course, they won the race 12 months ago with Wissahickon, and this was a very impressive performance by Lord North. Just breezed to the front and got the job done.
Yeah, lightly raced horse. We saw the horse making a winning debut at Red Car last year, lightly raced this season, had a run at Ascot a few weeks ago just to put the edge on him. And I think the record books, the form books will show only won by 3/4 of a length today, but that doesn't tell half the story, because as soon as Frankie De Toy could see Berenge up ahead, he made his ground so smoothly, and it was a real snug performance. So the two of them pulled a long way clear the remainder. Good Birthday has finished third and Morden fourth, but in truth, Lord North was on a different level to them anyway today. And as another John Gosden improver to win the Cambridgeshire, we'll probably see that in group company next year.
And the best you could say is still yet to come for John and for Frankie as well, next Sunday with the Arken and Abel.
Absolutely, yeah. They've just had a stellar season. Frankie De Toy, brilliant form all year. That win today, I know you mentioned it was a snug victory, it was 3/4 of length, but he oozed confidence, and when he's riding like that, there's no one better.
First race on the card at Newmarket was the Royal Lodge, and it went in the way of Royal Donock at 16-1 for Aidan O'Brien and Wayne Lauder. Now, on paper, this was the outside of the field and the third string for Ballydoyle as well.
Yeah, not the first time this has happened, though, when they have horses, they quite aren't in the top of their list and they tend to run three or four. Sometimes you do get shock results, and only a second win of his seven race career. The other was at Goran Park earlier in the month, but that's a big step forward here today. The runner-up, just Phil Kamiko, probably was a little bit too keen in the run, beaten the neck, and that may have made the difference. But as group twos go, wouldn't have been the strongest.
Cheveley Park was the second race, and we had another 16-1 winner, this time in the form of Mill Isle for Jesse Harrington and Shane Foley.
Yeah, different tactics than what we saw the horse over here at Salisbury a few weeks ago. They went pretty hard here today. They got racing fairly early, and Raffle Prize, the odds-on favourite, looked as if it had just shaken off Living in the Past up front in the battle for the lead. But Mill Isle came through, and yes, Jessica Aaron's had a cracking season with her juveniles and her fillies in particular, and Mill Isle's bagged a group one for them.
Earthlight was the winner of the Middle Park Stakes for Mikel Barcelona and trainer Andre Farber, now 5/5.
Yeah, and race lost a touch of interest at the start. Siskin played up in the stalls and had to be withdrawn. And the Mum's Tipple bubble well and truly burst. Now, Mum's Tipple was actually drawn the next stall to the withdrawn Siskin, so I don't know if Siskin and Lashlow and caught Mum's Tipple at all, but disappointing for the connections of the Hannon horse. Didn't run its race, and Earthlight done it nicely in the end, only beat Golden Horde by a neck. They're a little way clear of the remainder, and Andre Farby, must always respect him when he comes over to Newmarket. Doesn't bring too many juveniles over here, but when he does, you have to fully respect him, and it's done the business again.
We've made him 8-1 for next year's 2,000 guineas. Listen, we've got lots to get through before the first classic of the season, but 8-1 for the 2,000 guineas?
Well, it's Pinatubo at the moment, all the rage, and for obvious reasons. At least we know with this horse here anyway, given that Andre Farb, when he targets the 2000 at Guineas, he likes to get his horses into a bit of Newmarket experience before that. He's done it with so many of his 2000 Guineas runners before, so you'd imagine this will be the target. So at least you're not talking about will he go here or will he go somewhere else. You'd imagine that'll be the target.
Looking ahead to the action on Sunday afternoon, there's just three meetings to enjoy. They come from Musselburgh, the Curragh, and the season finale at Epsom. So two selection, please, for Sunday, John. Where will you first be, please?
We'll go Epsom first. We'll go to 5:15 race, a 7 furlong handicap, the close of this season. One thing I would say, we're doing this, 24 hours in advance. At the moment, good to soft in places. I think this will be heavy by the time we're running here tomorrow. If the weather forecasters are right, there's an awful lot of rain around the country up and down tomorrow. But I've gone for swift approval in the finale for Stuart Williams, who's having a cracking run of things this season. And he's having a really good run of late. This horse has got form here at the track. He's versatile conditions-wise, and he's versatile tactically as well, which could be a key thing. I'd imagine Arctic Flower will try and go from the front. That's going to be a big price. Swift approval could be, you'd imagine they're going to come up the stand size in the straight, as they often do when the ground gets bad there. So I could think swift approval could be handily placed to bag the stand side rails and maybe able to get the job done in the last.
And your second selection, please?
Fairly moderate fare on there tomorrow. I'm going to go for a horse I wouldn't normally go for.
Okay.
It's Jeffrey Harris is the horse in one of the sprints there at 4:20. We're talking low grade stuff here, Bobby. It's a Jim Goldie horse, ridden by Danny Tuddo, but I think there's got some fair rides on the card there tomorrow. Disappointing the other day at Hamilton last Sunday, but before that was unlucky in the run at Musselburgh, played up in the start. Don't think he just got the run of the race last week at Hamilton. Hopefully the conditions at Musselburgh won't be as bad as they were last week. It's got a good draw on this occasion, 12 or 14. You want to be nice and high at Musselburgh on the straight course. So Jeffrey Harris to land a week 0-55 in the 4:20 there tomorrow.
Great, so pleasure to work with you here on the Daily Racing Podcast, John. Thank you.
Cheers, Bobby.
John will return to William Hill Racing Radio on Sunday afternoon. Also returning are James Millman and Alistair Jones. It gets underway at 1:30.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.